Epilogue. The young soldier got off his motorcycle and stumped over. He was short and heavy, loaded down with equipment. His back bulged with a metal case, a rifle, a flashlight, tools, and many small lumpy objects wrapped up and tied together. He wore the parts of several uniforms, the shirt too large for him, the cap much too small. His legs were wound with cloth. Carl and Barbara and Vern watched silently. The young soldier came up to them and stopped in front of them. He bowed slightly, keeping his eyes on them. His face was flat and featureless, like a dish. He reached into his shirt pocket and brought out his papers.
The others are following. They'll be here in a few minutes.
We're all ready to leave, Vern said. Our stuff is packed in the truck.
Good.
The young soldier bowed slightly again and turned to go back to his motorcycle. Carl ran up to him and walked along beside him.
You don't mind if I talk to you, do you? Can I ask you a couple of things?
The young soldier glanced at him and nodded.
What do you think of the place? All these buildings and machinery. You know, we've been here a long time. It feels strange to leave.
The young soldier nodded noncommittally. He stopped at his motorcycle, looking around. The office building reared up at the edge of the road.
That's our office, where we do all our paperwork. Do you want to come inside and see it? The records are still stored there, in the closet. We didn't take anything away. Everything is left for you. It's no good to us. I guess you'll want to set up your headquarters there.
The young soldier nodded. He crossed the road and started up the steps. Carl followed him, up the steps and into the office.
Kind of a gloomy day, Carl said.
The young soldier wandered around the office. He stopped at the desk, examining the typewriter and all the papers scattered around. He opened the drawer and peered into it.
You can clean all that out, Carl said. You'll probably want to throw most of it away.
Yes.
The young soldier pulled the chair back and sat down at the desk. He stared impassively up at Carl. Carl began to feel a little uneasy. What was he thinking? It was impossible to tell. The man's face was perfectly blank. Presently, his gaze moved from Carl to what Carl held gripped in his hand. Carl looked down.
This? This is a treatise. A treatise on ethics, philosophy.
The young soldier continued to gaze at the brown paper-wrapped package in Carl's hand.
Are you interested in such things?
Carl asked. He looked out the window. Vern was backing the truck out of the shed, onto the road.
I have to be going in a minute. He's getting the truck out. I don't want to be left behind. There won't be any other way to get out of here.
The young soldier said nothing. Carl moved away from the window.
I've always wanted to talk to one of you people. There are things I want to know. I've been trying to find them out, working them out in my mind, but I can't seem to get all of the answers. I can't seem to get them straight.
The soldier was watching him.
I've been thinking a long time. Maybe you can help me? Maybe you know? Can I ask you?
The soldier nodded.
You people believe in force, don't you? Don't you believe in force?
Carl rubbed his eyes, shaking his head wearily.
I'll be going in a minute. You know about such things. Force, violence. Are things like that right? How can you know? You use force. You use ruthless force to get what you want, to get things done. You think they have to be done. You're completely ruthless about it. You let nothing stand in your way. You destroy everything in your way because it has to be done. Isn't that so? Isn't that what you do?
Outside, beyond the office, the truck horn sounded harshly. Carl jumped a little. He moved toward the desk.
But what if you're wrong? How can you be sure? Is there some way to tell? Maybe you can give me the answer. Is a person right in using force? He thinks he's doing the right thing, but maybe he's wrong. How is he to know? How do you know you're right? Maybe you're wrong. You destroy everybody who stands in your way. Maybe you're destroying too much. Maybe you're making a mistake. How do you know? Do you know? Is there some way to tell?
The young soldier said nothing.
Can't you tell me?
Carl asked. Still, the young soldier said nothing. He sat at the desk silently, his face bland and expressionless. Carl began to become angry.
I'd like to know how you can be so sure you're doing the right thing. I'd like to see what proof you have. Can't you tell me in so many words? What do you go on? Where's your sanction? How can you be certain you're doing the right thing?
The young soldier sat for a moment. He reached out his hand and touched Carl's manuscript.
Do you want to see it?
Carl held it out, but the young soldier shook his head.
I don't understand.
The young soldier reached into his shirt, he brought out a little paperback book, shabby and worn, creased and folded again and again. He opened it, spreading it out on the table, smoothing the corners. He made a motion to Carl to come over. Carl came over beside him, looking down at the book. The characters were Chinese. Tracing the words with his fingers, the young soldier translated, slowly and haltingly.
You oppressed peoples of the world, arise. You have nothing to lose but your age-old bondage that has held you down, that has made slaves of you and taken what is yours. A new spirit is marching. Come out of your farms, from your land, from your shops. Join with us as we march through the world, crushing all those who oppose us, all the imperialists, all the reactionaries, all the bloodsuckers who have drunk the people's blood. The world must be cleaned. The world must be seared clean. The face of the earth must be burned clean of the maggots and pests who have eaten and fed on the people. They must be cut into bits, tramped on, spat on, brought to their knees, from country to country, land to land. The
young soldier paused, looking up at Carl. His face was bland and crafty. He watched Carl to see how he was reacting. He pushed the book around to Carl, turning the pages. Carl laid down his manuscript and picked up the book. On the next page was a picture, a drawing in bright colors. Two men and two women, broad-faced, smiling, in native costumes, leaning against a tractor. The young soldier watched Carl, hopeful and alert. He smiled at Carl, pointing to the book. Carl pushed the book back to him.
Thank you,
he murmured.
Thanks.
He picked up his manuscript and moved toward the door. The young soldier began to fold his paper-backed book up again. Carefully, he restored it to his shirt. He was still smiling as Carl opened the door and went slowly down the steps, onto the road. Vern had brought the truck around. He waved to Carl.
Come on, we're going!
Carl walked slowly toward the truck. The fog drifted and eddied around him. It had not lifted yet. The towers and buildings were vague and ghostly, lost in the gray murk. Vern snapped on the headlights of the truck as Carl came up to the door.
Let's go!
Vern said impatiently. He pushed the door open. Barbara moved over for Carl. Carl got into the truck, his brown paper package gripped tightly against him.
All right.
He leaned back, closing the door.
I'm ready to go.
It's a good thing,
Barbara said.
We have a long way to go.
I know, Carl said. I know.